everyone, and welcome to Quantum State of the Union Address. We're going to be talking about energies today and frequencies and how the year is set up, what we're going to be doing to help shift some of those energies, and how you can be more part of the positive change. So I want to welcome everybody. We've got over 200 people enrolled in today's talk, so we're going to get right started right now. So thank you so much for being here. And we're going to start with a prayer for peace and transformation for 2018. So, Mother, Father, God, we ask for your presence on this call and for your presence with each and every person listening in. We ask for a blessing for 2018, that we might feel fully and completely supported, surrounded in love, caring, grace, and ease. We ask for the presence of the angels, the golden legions, the gods and goddesses of greater and lesser traditions, of course, Jesus and Mary, saints and sages, and all the divine helpers who stand with us to help get this work out into the world. And we thank you for their presence, and we thank each one of you for your presence. So in and out of the body, transforming, bringing light into the planet in perhaps a year where there will be some stressors and energetic challenges. We ask that we be fortified as a community, that we stand as a beacon of light and of hope and of possibility for better and more wondrous miracles. We thank you for everything that we already have. We thank you for our arms and our legs, our eyes that work, and our ears that hear. We thank you for our voice, for our minds, for our homes, our families, for the air that we breathe, for the water that we drink and bathe in. We thank you for the sky, the sun, and the moon. We thank you for the plants and the flowers, the birds of the air, and the creatures of the sea. We thank you for all of the sentient beings who live on this planet, and we thank you for their partnership in helping bring peace to this earth. And we offer our personal individual prayers now, so if you have some additional prayers you want to add in, this is a perfect time to add some additional prayers for the state of our planet. You can just do it in silence. You don't need to be busy typing. Just in silence, add your requests, your gratitude. All of this in your name, the name of the divine, supreme being, creator, Father, God. Amen. All right, and we're going to go into our love wisdom affirmation next. I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body, here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I have worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. All right, and then we're going to join together. Let me turn the music off. Oh, just at the end. Vakratunda Makaya Koti Surya Samapra. Abba, nirvignam kurame devo sarva kayeshu sarvaram guru brahma guru vishnu guru devo maheshwara Guru Sakshat Parat Brahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha Dum Durgaye Namaha Om Aim Saraswatiye Swaha Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om peace, peace, peace. May the entire world and your life be filled with peace. I want to just say a greeting to everyone who's on the call. Silvana, Julie, Connie, Martha, Leanne, Rita, Donna, Maria, Tony, Jane, Anna, Edith, Annette, Dale. Hi, Dale. Thinking about you. Anne, Lindy, Laura, Suzanne, Christine, Margaret, Kathy, Peter, Ellie, Jean, Juliana Rose, hi darling, and Philippe, hi there, and Petra, Sophia, yay, and Nettie, and Sandra, and Anneli, and Arcady, and Anna, and Vanya, beautiful, and welcome to all of those of you who haven't signed in. I know there are many who haven't, into the chat box, that's all right, and welcome to all of you who are also on the phone lines. I know we have good amount of people here today, so thank you for being here. Okay, so we're going to be covering in this call the actual state of the world, global vibrations, engagement plans for improvement. We'll be looking at the vibratory settings for 2018, what's coming up, so what we can be prepared for, and also how we can maybe write this into our calendar so that we know there are going to be some months that are going to be lower months. You want to do higher frequency energy, vibrational things. One of those might be being part of one of our year-long programs, the Foundational and Trailblazer, as well as the Year of Miracles. Sorry, there's a bunch of text coming in when I'm talking. So very good. I see we have a bunch of people on the phone line, so that's fantastic. All right. So we're going to be looking at the vibratory settings. That'll be coming up really soon. So we're going to look at that. 12 months of energy assessment plans for quantum activation, global engagement, and then the quantum apprentice certification opportunities in the year-long program of Year of Miracles. So we're going to be going through, first of all, the state of the world, what's going on from my perspective, and then we'll be looking next into how you can be part of the change. Okay, so this is, I put a lot more information than I usually put on a page, so let's see if we can get just the information a little bigger for you guys. You have that. Yeah, that went a little bigger, didn't it? Okay. All right, so actual state of the world, global vibrations and engagement plans. So in 2017, we'll be focusing some of our attention on the atmosphere. Oh, excuse me, 2017, we focused some of our attention on the atmosphere and the sea and sentient beings of the waters. So we had several different activations that we worked on together as a community to improve things. So we'll go through some of that. Actually, we could talk about that now. So in our, we do an Earth Day clearing This year, Earth Day falls on a Sunday, so we'll be doing the Earth Day clearing on the Friday before Earth Day. Earth Day is, I think, traditionally April 22nd. We're going to do it on the 20th, on a Friday from 9:30 to 10:30 in the morning. So if you want to put that into your calendar already, that would be great. So last year, we did a global activation on the atmosphere and got a nice upgrade on the atmosphere. Let's see. Do I have that on here? I think I do. Surrounding atmosphere. We had surrounding atmosphere healthy, 18% healthy in 2016, 20% healthy in 2017, 73% healthy in 2018. So we did do a very effective job on improving. We went to 100%, but there are people putting funky stuff in the atmosphere. I think one of the things that's very, very exciting to know is that we're starting to look at these higher spiritual interferences. And many of those are waves and things that are in the atmosphere that are messing up the atmosphere and messing up our lives. So I think that that's going to be really fantastic. So we worked on the atmosphere. We improved the atmosphere. So that was one thing that we did. And then another thing that we did, and we have occasionally been working some on chemtrails, and it was pretty interesting to see and be looking at, and we probably ongoingly will need to be working on we're owning the skies, not whoever is putting, it's a government and alien collaborations that are putting the chemtrails into the sky. So, and then in our diamond retreat that we just did, we had a beautiful day on the Lemurian beach. For those of you who are kind of following all of the what we're going to be doing, there is a beach here in Carmel that is a completely different feeling than all the other beaches along this kind of track of beach. And it's said to have been part of a land mass that moved up, and there are places along the Pacific coast where land masses from the land of Lemuria, when it was kind of blown up and the earth changed, that it's said that that beach is part of Lemuria. So we took the whole group of students, including the students who, we had some students doing online, and we took the phone along with us, and it worked. So they were part of the beach day, too. So that was pretty spectacular to have our five remote students that were in mostly in Europe with us on the beach. We did an activation for the ocean, and then we did an activation for especially all the sentient beings, so the mer people and the whales and the dolphins. And pretty spectacularly, we had some of the mer people surface and pop their heads up. So people were actually able to, some of our students were actually able to interact with and connect with, I think there were 17 mer people that came to the beach to interact with us. And we're both curious and grateful, and we were really working on healing the damage humanity has done to the sentient beings in the ocean, and also just doing a big clearing on the ocean. And it was a very magical, very, very special day. So glad that we had the opportunity to do it. And then people were also working on ending their karma, especially something that we're calling entitlements, but things that were where they lost being in charge of a part of their body, whether it was their hands or their mind or something that somebody else was owning. Lemuria was a time where there was a lot of experimentation on group communication. I don't know if some of you Star Trek fans, but think a little bit about the Borg, how they're all one mind. And I think Lemuria was a little bit of that kind of experimentation where they would insert crystals and different things into people to get this group mind control thing going. So we did a lot of clearing on that. That was really fantastic. I think people got really spectacular results. And really the idea of clearing our relationship with the mer people, with the whales and the dolphins. And on other years when we've gone to the beach, we haven't specifically set that intention, but clearing the ocean, an 80-mile track of ocean and beach, we had like 24 dolphins show up in the first wave, and that wasn't on the Lemurian beach, that was on the Carmel Ocean Beach. So we had dolphins swimming along with our students, and students were just in ecstasy with that. So just know that when you're actually affecting change, when you're working, especially in a group, even if it's just a dozen people, and you're affecting change, you are actually really affecting change. That beings respond and go, hey, the energy is shifting. It feels so much better. And so just know that we make a very positive difference. And it can be a handful of people, or it can be 800 people. We had 800 people 2 years ago on Earth Day, hoping that we can get a nice number again this year for Earth Day. So those were some of the things that we were working on. And we've really pumped like crazy to improve the atmosphere, and we did a great job. We improved the atmosphere. And so it becomes a friendlier planet. Mother Earth becomes healthier because we keep working towards improving her. I think one of the things I was looking at for us in this next year is that we need to improve the mood, the group mind mood that surrounds the planet, because that also is so low right now. And there's so much fear, sorrow, grief, upset. People are living in lower frequencies. Even if you're a higher frequency person, if you're part of the news and what's happening here and there and how it's being reported, rather than seeing the opportunity for clearing and shifting and changing, or what are we doing that we could do differently so we could make this better. There's just a lot of fear-mongering going on. So there's a lot of stuff happening in group mind right now that's very low and doesn't really support continuing to raise the vibrations of the planet. So one of the things that we do with Mother Earth is that we work with her. So if you're noticing, we're having a lot more crisis on the planet. We're having a lot more like earthquakes and disaster kind of things. Mood, the group mind that is so low can set problem energy. And there is quite a bit of problem energy coming up in this next year. So we're going to want to, as a community, stay tight and stay high vibrational, and would love to see all of you in a year-long program, whether you're in the Foundational Apprentice in Year of Miracles or you're really going for it and you're going to go to the Trailblazer program. The year-long programs keep us together and keep us lifting the frequencies. So we want you somewhere. We want you in a home where the frequencies are being raised and elevated. What I did see about this year that I thought was really, really interesting was that this is a year of rectification. This is a year of making things right. It's almost like we're almost in a retrograde year for a year. And I know we're not in a retrograde the whole year. But it's a year where I always say, hey, Mercury retrograde is a time where you can go back and you can work on projects from the past and you can get some legs to them, you can finish them, because there's no challenge because you're working on something from the past. Well, this year in 2018, you're going to be able to work on correcting things and making things better. Let's see. Okay. So if you're living in a place that's too much responsibility, that's too big, and even though it was your dream place, your dream house, you might look at moving into something smaller. Or if you've always had a dream of having a house and you want to now manifest that, so this is a place, this is the time to rectify. If you don't have a savings account, this is a time to open a savings account. This is a time to make things right, put things in order. You might want to take some extra trainings to help you kind of sort that out. Well, why have I been blocked in this area or that area? I know our wealth program, I'm so excited about. I've been actively creating a entirely new content for this. You might want to do it as a home study if you didn't get in on the wealth program, because we are deep diving in a way I've never, ever taken people in before, into the reality of how wealth is generated and, you know, really correcting thoughts and settings and things that have never been looked at before we're now looking at. So that's been it's been really exciting for me too, because I'm looking at it from a very different perspective than I did a few years ago. So this is a year of rectification. So I want you to start thinking about what can you be working on this year to shift things, to make things right. So it might mean I've always wanted to be partnered. And, I've done a little bit. I put my toe in the water. I've done some online dating, or I haven't done any, or I keep hoping someone will find me, but I'm sitting home alone, or I go to bars occasionally, but I don't meet anybody of quality. So now is the time to start looking at who you are and what you're creating, and are you saying something you want, and then you really are doing something else that shows that you don't want it? Because when we rectify something, we have to go 100% to let's rectify it. You can't really affect change if you don't really put 100% attention on it. I was looking at that last night. I was looking through my monthly statements from my bookkeeper. I was like, what the heck? It looks like OKCupid, but every time I go on, they charge me $70. I think they have some kind of a thing wired into my thing where they show me to a bunch of people. And I never agreed to that. So I just asked the bookkeeper, could you look into this? Because it doesn't look right to me. It looks like they're charging me way too much. So that would be like I'm having a leak of money going away that I don't even know about related to the men's situation. And this would be a time to really go through all your credit card statements, and if you've got a company and you've got a bunch of things going all the time, where are you spending money that maybe you didn't know you were spending money? Or I think I'm making my point here, rectify relationships, love, and then health, of course, and health. And we look at health, and I think that sometimes people get kind of sedentary or a little apathetic about, well, this way it's always been, so this way it's always going to be. And that is just not the case. So, but you have to believe it. You have to have hope. You have to have hope that something can change and get better. And then you have to go for it. And I think we really regenerate the entire body over the course of a year in Year of Miracles. And also the VIP program is spectacular. I do the brain and the 9 specific areas that you're having problems with, so I can regenerate a kidney in 20 minutes or a heart or whatever. Those things can be addressed in short order. So you might want to put your attention on doing some kind of training or interaction one-to-one stuff. That's a perfect timing now. Perfect timing, because it's a rectification year of making things right, of correcting things, so things will want to correct. It's just like in retrograde, when you're working on something from the past, things from the past will want to get done. Things that are out of place want to correct, so this is the time to do that. But you're going to have to keep your energy high, and we're going to take a look at what's going on energetically so you're aware and you're informed that, hey, we're going to go through some lower months this year, frequency-wise, and we're going to need to kind of stick together as a community and keep doing your meditations daily, go out and exercise outside, and every day do your gratitudes, write 10 things that you're grateful for every single day, and really breathe that in so you can keep your energy high even if the frequency around you is set lower, okay? So we want to really stand together and work on continuing to elevate our energy. I was a little bit surprised. Our energy as a group came down quite a bit this year, probably about 60 points. So we were in the 420, 430 range last year, and we're in kind of the 370 range now. And I think that's partly kind of a group depression. It doesn't mean it's going to stay there. But when you look at what's happening on the planet, also we have a lot of new people coming in, so that may affect the frequency. Certainly our apprentices and Year Miracles people are on a higher frequency, but I was looking at the whole community, not just the people in the inner circle, so to speak. So those inner circle people, are more around 500. So just if you're one of the inner circle people where you're with me on a pretty regular basis, 3 or 4 or 5 times a week, your frequency is right around 500 for most of you. So that's another affirmation of, that's why I keep saying, let's stay together in the community as we go through a year that might be a little bit lower. And not to isolate yourself, because you want to be a light in the darkness, and you want to shine bright and be a hope for people and be a shining example of what's possible no matter what. And I think we go through some dark times. It's always an opportunity for light to shine brighter. So this is a year where we're going to shine brighter. Okay. So we talked about the atmosphere. That's so funny. I'm hearing an echo from the computer. I don't know where it's coming from. There we go. I'm going to do a little clearing on that. That sounded very like a ghost in the computer going, Okay. Is there a ghost in the computer? There is. Oh, okay. All right. We'll get the ghost out of the computer. All right. We worked. Let's see. Did I put the screen share up? Oh, yeah, I did. Okay. Sometimes I forget. Okay. So we worked on previous years. The planet being cursed. And we improved that a lot. And I just want you to know that it slightly went back. It was 30% improved last year. It's 32% now. I mean, so we're 32% cursed. It was 30% cursed last year, meaning 70% cleaned up. And this year it's gone slightly back. So we're about 68% cleaned up. So that might be something that we'll also include in our clearing. And this is on the land mass of Earth. So that's what that is. So we've lost about 2% this year by not putting attention on it. We put attention on the atmosphere. The Earth in general, as a healthy Earth, was 30% in 2016, 60% in 2017, and now 64% healthy. So we have continued to help the Earth improve her health also, which is very positive to me. And I would think also the activists who are helping with the planet, that are the green activists, people who are really working to help the Earth, I just want to say I'm seeing an improvement. I can see it, and I energetically test an improvement. And we can continue to work on that too. I think working on the mood of the surrounding mood and group mind that affects Mother Earth, so we raise that, will also help. You can think about having something that's really dark around you, like in your aura is like filled with fear and grief. That's going to be pretty hard to heal the body when you've got fear and grief surrounding you. The surrounding atmosphere, like I said, we worked on. So it was 18% good in 2016, 20% healthy in 2017. And now, as I tested this morning, it was 73% healthy. Now, I think the big problem with the atmosphere, and we can keep working on the ozone and atmosphere too as a community, I think the big challenge that we see is the chemtrails. And then the second big challenge is waves that are being put into the atmosphere. And so the atmosphere is not this pristine, beautiful genesis of Earth. It is, it has more in it than it really should. The core of the Earth continues to slightly improve every year, 60% in 2016, 63 in 2017, 65 in 2018. This is actually our third year of doing this talk, and I'm just continuing. I'm going to keep us keeping an eye on how are we doing, as a human race, and then how is our community doing? What is our positive impact on Mother Earth? Negative impact on humanity This year, so 2016 was 98%, and 2017, 100% negative impact on the Earth. This year, we improved. 2018 was 90% negative impact. And I think that that's also reflected in the health of the Earth, that the Earth continues to get a little healthier and a little healthier. So we're doing a little bit better. We're having a positive impact somewhere. Let's see, positive impact of humanity on Earth in present time is 8%. Doesn't quite match up with the negative impact. But let me tell you that there are other factors, including helpers from other races besides the human race, who help improve the Earth. So that could be part of the factoring here, that we may be getting some help from some of our blessed divine friends, whether they're the angels or some of these very higher races of beings who stand with us to help us heal the Earth and raise up as a race. I'm going to make this just a little bit smaller because this is not quite such a big page here. Okay, the vibratory settings for 2018 and supporting energies and shifts available in the coming 12 months. The year is set quite low. It's set at 118. We're going to look at what that means in just a minute. But this is the lowest setting we've had, and I think that that has a lot to do with the fear and grief and sadness and terror and disappointment that people are feeling on the planet right now across the board. So we have a lower setting. It's 2017 was 150. That was the highest. 2015 was 133. 2016, 130, and now we're at 118. So we improved it. We had 300 people to reset, 300. We had 800 people for 2 hours, and it improved about 4%. So just know that we don't have a huge effect on this particular number, but I think that as a community, rather than thinking that we're going to totally affect this frequency setting, I think as a community, we create a new ripple by really working strongly on our community and keeping our community frequency really high. So if you think about being part of one of the year-long inner circle programs and being over 500, that unconditional love state, let me show you what that means. So at 118, we're in this kind of range. So all of this stuff factors in. So shame, guilt, apathy, grief, fear, desire, anger, and pride. Pride is probably on the high side. I don't think that that really factors in, but that's what we're running in right now. Might be some definitely affected by some difficult political situations in different countries, including the U.S. So we want to really stand strong. Our community is at 370 this morning. So I was just checking the overall community. We're standing at 370. 370 comes up to just acceptance, reason, and then love. So I think we're in this kind of willingness, acceptance, reason, and love, and then peace. So this is where we're moving into. And so I see a lot of inner circle people kind of in the reason, love, peace. So inner circle people, you're kind of right in here. So you're doing really good. And then we want to look at the vibratory issues quarterly. So January is set at 190. And let's go back. And so just so you kind of refresh yourself, so 190 somewhere here, courage and pride. So we're doing okay. January is always a reset month, as you know. This is a month of hope and possibility. February is 150. Let's look at that again. 150. Oh, anger. Okay. It doesn't necessarily mean anger, but it's going to be lower frequencies. That's one of the frequencies for anger. March is going to be extremely low. And I get a little concerned about March. I think we need to kind of really stick together in March and do your meditations daily and do your getting out and walking and staying really positive so that you're not so affected by March. March 4th is a day perhaps of global crisis or global disaster, as February 5th and 12th are. We'll come back to that, but just know that there's something up in March that's pretty difficult. Okay, April is at 80%. That's very, very low. May 180 is getting a little higher. June 165, and we're looking at an overall frequency of all the higher beings and all the lower beings on the planet. It does seem like there's a lot more fear and anger and grief and that kind of stuff on the planet this year, although every year we did have a couple months over 200 last year. This year we're really kind of in the low frequency the whole year. July is 140, August is 90, September 107, October 96, November 75, and December 63. So, like I said, there'll be melancholy, there'll be disappointment, there'll be fear. And what is our job is to keep our community high so that our group mind, we can echo out. We have 200 strong students. We have like 20,000 followers, but say we have 2,000 strong students who are keeping their energy high, meditating every day, staying positive, doing mock-ups, working on transformation in a very positive way, we're going to affect at least our community. And certainly when we go into our 2018 Earth Day and start working on the mood of the planet, I think that we're going to make some big impact and it's going to help. I would be delighted if those numbers shifted. So these are days to watch for with global challenges and days of excellence. So the first list is challenges. I thought it was important that we be aware so that we could kind of keep an eye. It's not to kind of have a group mind that says, okay, we're going to have global crisis on these days or problems or challenges. But just know that these are set already. They're kind of on the spiral. They've already happened in the future. And maybe with a lot of pumping and positive energy and sending really a lot of love into those days, we can energize those days so there's less problem and less challenge. And then days of great vibrations and positive energies, we have a list here too. I can actually put this in the chat box, so I know that you guys like to have this kind of stuff. So let me give this to you. So these are the days of challenge. I'm putting into the chat box there. And then, because I don't think we have a way that we've set this one up that we're putting this with the replay. It's not that easy. Okay. So there you go. You have your days that you might want to energize positively. And then also just take advantage of the days that are already going to be vibrationally very positive energies. March 17th, May 6th, July 18th, and November 15th. I went through the days. First, I just did challenge, and then I came up with 3 days of challenge, and then I thought, I think I need to ask it a couple different ways. So then I looked at, you know, like a significant problem energy and then global crisis. So it's a little bit longer list because I did it 3 different ways. So February 5th and 12th, which is coming right up, we want to kind of keep an eye on that. March 4th, June 8th, July 3rd, November 12th, and December 6th. So those are days that we want to really put a lot of love into those days and a lot of thoughtfulness and presence into those days. And then we're going to go into just taking a look here at our Earth Day 2018 in April 20th, 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. You might want to put that on your calendar. The more people we have, the better it is. It always, always improves when we have a larger number. We'll be doing a global activation focusing on improving the planetary mood with an intention of elevating group mind affecting the Earth. So again, we want to be improving Mother Earth and her health, because as we improve her, there's less crisis. She's more able to stand firm. I think one of the things that we want to be thinking about maybe in the following year is to start healing the earthquake situation. We're in California, so we do get the rumbling earth and the earth cracking apart. And what we'd really love is to calm that down. And I know that that's just part of Mother Earth doing her shifting and changing. But we would love to live in a place that feels really good and safe and comfortable. Okay. Some of the things that have changed in, we're going to move into our programs now. Some of the things that have changed in our programs are our hand movements. We now have a beautiful chart for hand movements in the quantum field, and I think there are 8 or 9 or maybe 10. So as you come into trainings, you'll be getting the written explanation for what's happening with the hand movements. I wanted to just show you the basic quantum pump, which all of you know, and explain it just a little bit in a different way. When you're doing the quantum pump now, you're pumping down and up. And one of the things somebody asked me is, well, where does the shift happen in the quantum pump? Where is the shift happening? And it's happening in the up, and it's the intention is set in the mind, and then on the up movement is where the quantum field changes. So that's where the particles are shifting. So if you're new to our community, you might not be that familiar with what we're doing. We're not doing healings. This is not energy work. This is actually working with the quantum field and shifting the way the particles are vibrating so they vibrate in a better circumstance for you. And so when we're working in the quantum field, in each hand movement, there's a place in the hand movement, whether it's this one or, you know, you're doing the platter and it's the out, or doorknob, it's the out movement. So just know there's a place where the field shifts, your field shifts. And so we've identified the places where the field shifts for each one of these movements, and this, and this, and this. So we now have a chart, so that's good. You're going to notice, if you haven't been in class for a while, that we have a lot more material now. I've been able to, what I'm doing is I'm teaching in clumps. So sometimes we have classes that are 2 hours long instead of 1 hour. And then I'm taking 10 days where I'm off with Adelia, and when she's napping or sleeping, I'm creating the support material, the charting we need for the different areas. So one of the classes that we have coming up is Understanding Your Blueprint. And we've never had a really thorough chart on the blueprint, so we're doing that. Another one is Essence. And Essence will be so spectacular. I've been working on that chart, and I have never, ever defined in such a way. And I think I become more sophisticated as the community asks questions with my questioning and looking at, well, can we look at it from this perspective and this perspective, and can we ask these kinds of questions? We've never done an angels class, and I kind of was hesitant. I must have been asked like 20 times to do an angel class, and I did it. We didn't have a huge turnout for the angels class, but wow, was I grateful that we did the angels class, because what I did between the angels class and preparing for the essence class was I started looking at the whole start of the human race, how we began, and why are we so related to angels, and why is there a supreme being on this planet, and why do they love us so much, and who is helping us? And so if you didn't read Sunday's newsletter, please go back and read it, because I put the details of all the helpers we've got in the angelic realm, and there might be a point where I start sorting out all the other helpers we have too, but thousands and thousands of helpers for our community, helping us to bring this work into the world, and for humanity to remember that they already have this system. This is not a new system. The quantum activations is here since we were designed. So it's not new. It's the ancient blueprint, and how it's already been in us the whole time. We've had the awareness and knowledge. We just haven't had a consciousness to ask or to use it. So just know that when you come into a training like Trailblazer or Year of Miracles, you're going to start remembering that your body is going to know this. Your spirit is going to know this. So if we've been in an unconsciousness or a blindness on some level, this also is a year where we can rectify that. So we can wake up to more awareness more quickly and ask deeper questions and live not just by fixing problems. I think that's one of the things that, the healing and New Age community came into was let's correct the things that aren't right, and let's use affirmations to make these corrections, and let's use positive thinking. But what if the alignment were already in us and that we didn't have to do all these other pieces, which we will do. We will do all those pieces and we'll do clearings and things like that. But I'm looking at bringing us into a place of more divine alignment, and not just because we want to fix a physical problem or a problem in the wealth area or a problem in the love area. We want to really align up with our authentic self. I was creating a training this week for the wealth class, and what I noticed is that most people don't receive, more than 30% of what the universe is actually giving them. And so the universe is trying to give you 100% of what you need, and you're getting about 30%. So, you know, if you ever heard me tell the story of the apple tree, you'll know that there's this tree. Let me just give you that example. So when I was a young married wife at 18 years old, I moved onto a family farm. And that farm had been homesteaded by Swedish settlers, my ex-husband's great-great-great-great-great-grandparents. And they had planted an apple tree. And that apple tree was well over 100 years old. And it was just producing like 50 wormy apples. Now, it was an ancient tree, and it was in the yard, and my ex-husband, who was 6 years older than me, said, oh, we should just chop it down, you know, just get rid of it, it's a useless tree. And I said, no, I think we need to have this tree, and I think it can do much better, I think I can help it. And so my inner guidance was, to remove all the apples from the tree and remove all the wormy apples from the ground. And as much as I could use cutting pieces of apple, I think this was year two, so this is probably, we got married in August, so it was the second year. So we were cleaning it off, and really I was making applesauce and making pie apples and apple butter and all kinds of wonderful apple product, and giving these wonderful jars with ribbons on it to our neighbors. And the tree was being used and loved and nourished, and it had not been used for years and years and years. People just ignored it. The family had ignored it, and they just thought it was a nuisance. The wormy apples would lay on the ground and rot. And so, so I had this other idea. So there were no rotten apples while I was there. I was there for 7 years. And all of a sudden, and the tree would only blossom every other year. So it would only actually give apples every other year. And once I did this process, the next year, the tree, from like 50 or 100 apples, gave us thousands of apples. And true, some of them were wormy, but not all of them were wormy. And I, again, did the process. And then the next year, there were thousands of apples. And there was relatively few, maybe 5% of them were wormy apples. And so as there was a willingness to receive the gift of the universe, as the tree, wanted to give me so much more. So then I look at, if we can't receive even 30% of what the universe is giving us, the universe doesn't have permission, really, to give us more. And that's from us, because we aren't accepting all of what the universe is giving us. So I know those are kind of big concepts to imagine, like, well, how can I don't have a tree to pick the apples off of, how can I receive more from the universe? And I think it just begins first with a willingness to receive, staying in gratitude for everything you have. I think that we overlook what we've already been given. And so if you can, in every moment of every day, be walking through your life, thank you, God, or thank you, universe, for this. Thank you for my little pipsqueak who's making some sounds but not complaining. So I think we want to start thinking about that. So that would be something that we're going to be doing in our trainings as we progress through the year. All right, so I went from here to there to completely off track, but I think that that's important when we're able to really receive. What are we doing to stop ourselves? What are we doing to prevent the goodness, the wonder, the love, the outflow, outpouring of gifts that the universe has to offer us? What do we need to rectify? So in this year, we're going to be working towards rectification the whole year. We're going to be working on rectifying. So that is correcting health problems. That is correcting wealth problems. That is correcting problems with how you feel about your body, maybe in the beautiful program, or how you love. I mean, we have an incredible class coming up in just a few days, not a few days, but less than a month, less than 4 weeks. And the class is on all about love and things that are necessary for humans to know about what happens energetically with love, and things that your parents didn't teach you, things that you might be actually making mistakes in love. So we're going to be doing this where we're going to look at a deeper picture of what's going on in our world, and from a deeper perspective, so we understand and we can rectify things that aren't working in our life. So this is all about rectification. If you get nothing else from me today, think about the universe is trying to give me gifts, and I'm receiving less than 30%, and I'm going to rectify that, whether it's health, wealth, love, beauty, whatever it is, I want you to rectify it. And then the next thing is how. And we're really... One of the things I have shifted, and some of you are noticing there's some differences, is by April, the end of April, we're going to be only offering infrequently group trainings that aren't included. So we're going to be encouraging people to go into the year-long programs. And I wanted a chance just for a minute to explain. I'm not trying to get you to do something you don't want to do. You might notice that we do things completely differently and unrelated to the way other people teach. And that's because the pure knowledge comes in. I've been creating charts for people to understand. And it really takes 5 or 6 classes with me for you to start really saying, oh, I think I'm starting to understand what she's talking about. Those charts are really big. So what I've done is I've designed 3 year-long programs, Trailblazer, Foundational, and Year of Miracles, that give you continuity so that you have a broad and deep understanding of what we're doing. And what I was finding this past year is that people will pop into, and we invite them in to an advanced class, and then they don't understand it because it's an advanced class, and it's not fair to them to come into an advanced class where they really haven't had the foundation before. And there wasn't a way to filter out, well, these people haven't and these people have easily. I mean, we could have gone hand by hand and picked through and seen could they do this class or not. But we'd have people frustrated and confused and needing a lot of hand-holding and occasionally left. And that makes me so sad because we have the knowledge and information they need, but you can't go to doctoral level before you've gone through kindergarten. So what I've done is I've designed this spectacular year that's very integrated and beautiful and makes perfect sense in the quantum field. So even if it doesn't make sense to you how I've designed it, it totally makes sense. Over and over again, I hear from students, well, I looked at it, it didn't make any sense to me. I didn't know why you were teaching me this way. But then I took the classes and I got it. And it was the perfect, you knew exactly how to design this for me. So just know that I've gone through with great care, and I've just gone through again with great care with my project manager on Monday, making sure that every class Foundational needs, every class at Trailblazer who will go on and become masters of this, everything that Year of Miracles needs. We've added some new trainings to Year of Miracles. I've really, really cleaned with a fine-tooth comb. It's the rectification time. So just know that I've been really working on your behalf to create something where you're not going to just fix something, but your whole essence, being, essential nature, your whole blueprint is going to shift up for the better. And the way that we do that is work together over a year. If you are one of those people who really needs some private personal attention, then please come into the one-to-one program. I'm especially looking for people who are leaders, people who already have a following or are just naturally in themselves a leader, and people who want to be better. There are three different ways that people come in, but for me, my big joy is working with people who will influence other people. And that's one of the things I wanted to mention to you as we're kind of wrapping up, is one of the things I'll be working on is working more with leaders and perhaps in Silicon Valley. That's one of my mock-ups. We'll just see. You can set that intention for me. But if I can move into, might take a year or two. It's kind of a, I don't know how to do it, but I've done it before, so I think I can do it again. That influential Silicon Valley base where they influence millions of people with what they're doing. And I can see myself being a mentor there. So that would be one of the ways that we could reach 5 million minds faster, is by me mentoring 3 or 5 of those big top CEOs or CFOs or whatever, people who are really influential. So that'll be one thing I'll be working on, in addition to really expanding the two apprentice programs, Trailblazer and Foundational, and the Year of Miracles. So those are going to be so meaty. I know you guys are vegetarians, I'm sorry. But it's going to be just so rich and luscious and wonderful. Again, if you haven't been in classes lately, there are new charts for everything. And we're working very deeply. There's a lot more knowledge here now, a lot more knowledge present. One of the fun things you're going to notice in the Sunday newsletters is we'll be announcing when the books are coming out. But 3 years ago, Jack Canfield challenged me to publish all my books. And we're doing it. And so we've just, we've published Quantum Healing Secrets at the beginning of the year, Awakening the Healthy Human, Illumination and Illumination Guide book, and then we just published, is coming out, the Book of Poems, Breaking Through, and currently a book is being designed, The Ovarian Rosary, which was my journey through infertility treatments, and it's all done through art, so the whole book is this gorgeous art book. So that one's being designed right now. And I am on a mission to rectify and correct and publish all of what I've written. All right, my dears. Well, that is the big update. I would love to see you in any class that you feel that you are drawn to, but really think about year-long now. Please think about year-long. We're actually looking at 1 to 4 years to really master what I'm teaching. And as you know, the knowledge just keeps expanding, the information just keeps getting bigger, and so the way that I teach keeps shifting and changing. So if you've been in something before and you come into it again, it will not be anything like it was in the past. So it'll be a brand new class to you. Same topic, but completely, completely different. Revolutionarily changed. All right. Well, our tradition is to end with a blessing. I love you so much, and thank you so much for being here at the this beautiful kickoff of the year. Stay together, stay high frequency, do your meditations, come to classes, get in that love class I just described. It's a community class, so it's only $49. Stay with me, stay with me. Let's make a year of magic in a year that could be difficult. Let's not have it be difficult. Let's have it be a year of awe, wonder, grace, power, rectification, and ease. I love you so much. Feel my heart. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you. May the pure light within you guide your way on. And just before I sign off, let me grab Adelia. She wants to say hi, and then we'll sign off. Hang on. A good girl. You helped Mommy so much today. Thank you. Say hi, everybody. Can you show everybody the quantum pump? Let's do quantum pump. Yeah, let's do the quantum pump. Hi, everybody. Adelia was 15 months yesterday. She is doing great with sign language. She's eating with a spoon and fork. She's running all over, walking 2 miles by herself on a mountain trail. It's incredible. She's doing awesome. So we love you. Bye-bye. And stay tuned. You can see some videos on upcoming classes. Okay. See you. Hope to see you in the Trailblazer class. Year of Miracles. Foundational. Let's get that going. Bye-bye, everyone.